Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we are in the middle of the Amid, two dots, Oisin Mechitza V'chulu, and daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Harav David ben Shima, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Meir ben Chanala, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Babachai Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim Biyom and Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Aziskin ben Nechama, Yoisa Tzvi ben Chana Henala, Yerachmil Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chavez Sero bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Yechil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalo, Shloim Zeb ben Avram Yitzchak and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we began a new Mishnah that's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan. So the topic of Perek Kol Kisvei is someone has a fire burning in his house. The question is, number one, what could you save? Number two, is there any way to prevent the fire from spreading? Can you perhaps, in an indirect way, extinguish the fire? Now, if it's a shaila of pikuach nefesh, then there's no question. The halacha is you extinguish the fire. But hocha b'mayaskinon, the perek is discussing where there was no pikuach nefesh. And as a result, it would be usur to simply go and extinguish the fire because mechaba is one of the lametes malacha. So the question is, even though you can't physically go and extinguish the fire, but is there at the very least a plan B? The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph brought a machloikis between Rab Shimon ben Nanis and Rab Yosi, whether or not a person can do something that will potentially indirectly cause the fire to be extinguished. Reb Shimon ben Nanis, who's also the Tanakama, also the Chachamim of the Mishnah, said that if a person wants, he can make a mechitza, meaning he can take a bunch of kelim, fill them up with water, and make it as a partition so that the fire won't be able to spread beyond that. Now, even though by doing that, there is a chance that the keli may explode, causing the water to come out, causing the fire to be extinguished. But the Chachamim were not concerned about that. They said, if it happens, it happens. That doesn't bother me. What do you mean? Maybe you're causing mechaba. The Chachamim hold gram kibui. That's the terminology. Causing mechaba on Shabbos is not going to be us. Rabbi Yossi, however, was machmir. And Rabbi Yossi said that if you're going to take a kli cheres chadash, you're going to take a new earthenware keli that's going to be full with water. Being that that keli is very vulnerable, there's a very good chance that the heat of the fire is going to cause that keli to explode. Water is going to come out. It's going to extinguish the fire. Rabbi Yossi holds that's a problem because Rabbi Yossi holds that gram kibuy is aser. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon ben Nanis, also known as the Tanakama, also known as the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that holds gram kibuy is mutter, whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that gram kibuy is aser. Now, the truth is this sugya of grama, which we're about to learn now, touches on many areas in halacha. The most notable one is Grama ben Azakin, a Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaKoines. Reuven is not allowed to damage Shimon's property. What if he doesn't physically damage his property? He does something that causes Shimon's property to be damaged. So the Gemara says, Grama ben Azakin is Pater Medina Yadam v'chai Medina Shemayim. Pater Medina Yadam, meaning you have no claim on this person as a mazik in the local Bezdin, but at the same time, Chayev Medina Shemayim. In Shemayim, he's definitely going to be treated as a mazik. You have the halachas of Grama as relates to Shvichas Damim. So really, the laws of Grama relate and intertwine with many sugyas and shas. We're about to learn the sugya of Grama as it relates to Hilchas Shabbos. Zok de Gemara, Oisin Mechitza v'chulo. The Meimra, it would seem as a takeaway from the Mishnah, the Rabbanan Savi Gram Kibui Motiv. Rabbi Yossi Savi Gram Kibui Yasser. According to the Rabbanan, you're allowed to do something that will cause Kibui. Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to do something that's going to cause Kibui. According to the Rabbanan, you could set up a Mechitza, even if the Kalim are new earthenware Kalim, filled with water, chances are that the Kalim's going to explode, the water's going to extinguish the fire. I don't care, because at the end of the day, if my action extinguished it, it did a begrama, and gram kibuy is mutter. Rabbi Yossi had a problem with it. But the Gemara says, we have a braisa that discusses the same exact halacha, a fire in a house on Shabbos. Can I do something that maybe derech grama will extinguish the fire? And over there seems to be a different understanding of what the opinions are. The Braisa says, "Ois mechitza bekelim reikonim." You're allowed to make a mechitza, a wall, using empty kelim, ube maleim, fill kelim, shein darken l'shtaber. As long as these kelim are not kelim that are going to break, elu maleim shein darken l'shtaber. Here's an example of a keli that doesn't usually break from a fire. Kli matches if it's made out of metal. Rabbi Yosi says, "Af kli kvar shichun ukli kvar chananya in darken l'shtaber." There are other examples of kelim that don't break because of fire, such as the earthenware kelim that came from the village, the shtetl of Shichun, and the earthenware kelim that came from the village of Chananya. Either way, what do you see from this braisa? Two things. Number one, both the Tanakama, as in the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yosi in this braisa agree that gram kibuy is aser. Because in this braisa, it's not just Rabbi Yosi that said that you're not allowed to use a keli that's filled with water as a mechitza on Shabbos to prevent the fire from spreading. The Tanakama, the Chachamim, said the same thing. The Chachamim said, oisim mechitza bekelim reikonim ubimaleim, but only she'in darkim lehishtaber. So number one, you have a steer in the Chachamim. The Chachamim in our Mishnah hold gram kibur is mutter. Over here, the Chachamim hold gram kibur is awesome. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, in this braisa, we do have a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yosi is more mekel than the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim said that the only keli that's considered ain't darken l'shtaber, meaning the only keli that you're allowed to fill up with water to use as a partition to prevent the fire from spreading would be kli matches. Rabbi Yosi was mekel. Rabbi Yosi said, "Av kli." I'll give you two examples of earthenware kelim that also are considered ain't darken l'shtaber. The earthenware kelim that came from the kfar Shichun and the earthenware kelim that came from the kfar Chananya, which is also problematic because in our Mishnah Rabbi Yosi was machmer, and in this brisa Rabbi Yosi is mekel. So two questions: number one, we have a steer in the shita of the Chachamim. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim hold gram kibur is mutter, in the brisa the Chachamim hold gram kibur is aser. And number two, in the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi was machmer; he's the one that held gram kibur is aser, and over here he seems to be mekel. He holds that he has a much more liberal definition of what a keli she'in darken lehishtaber is. Says the Gemara, v'chitei ba'emach masnisas. What does the Gemara often do when you have a stira amongst Tanoim? So sometimes what the Gemara will do is say, epoch, maybe switch the names a little bit. And by switching the names, very often you can get out of a situation like this. So the Gemara says, let's entertain, at the very least, a suggestion that we have to switch the names in the Mishnah. That it's not the Chachamim hold that Gram Kibbuy is Mutter, Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibbuy is Aser, but rather Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds that Gram Kibbuy is Mutter, and the Chachamim are the ones that hold that Gram Kibbuy is Aser. Okay, how would that help me? If that's the case, one more leap, you'd have to say, Rabbi Yosi, the Braisa, the Devrayim Kamer, and maybe Rabbi Yosi in this Braisa was talking to the Chachamim, meaning the Chachamim are the ones that hold that Gram Kibbuy is Aser. Rabbi Yosi maybe is the one that holds Gram Kibbuy is Mutter. The Chachamim, Leshita Sayu, in our Mishnah, based on the Gemara's suggestion of Epoch, that whole Gram Kibbuy is Aser gave an example of what then you're allowed to use. I mean, you can't just use any keli filled with water because Gram Kibbuy is Aser. What can you use? You can use Kli Matches. So the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yosi says, no, I disagree with you. In your Shita, I hold that you shouldn't only be able to use Kli Matches, you should even be able to use the Kli Cheres that came from Kfar Shichun and the Kli Cheres that came from Kfar Chananya. So if you switch the names in the Mishnah and you say that Rabbi Yosi is Ledivreyim, the Rabban and Kam are two doichiks, but at the same time, two tricks that the Gemara sometimes uses when it's faced with this kind of contradiction. So if you put it together, you can make it work. But the Gemara says, "Me matzis apchisla, could you do this?" We know this Rabbi Yosi Shita is for sure the right Shita. Meaning sometimes there was some flexibility. Sometimes maybe it wasn't 100% clear what the Mesoira of the Machloikis Tanam was. But over here, Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoyla already said that it's Rabbi Yosi Shita that Gram Kibbuy is Aser. So the Mishnah that says Rabbi Yosi Oser is for sure Shita's Rabbi Yosi. You can't make an epoch. So if that's the case, we have a stira, says the Gemara. Elo loylem loyt, really loyt epoch, u'braisa kulu Rabbi Yosi. You have to say that our braisa is all Rabbi Yosi Shita, meaning we had the braisa two Shitas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi, and both Shitas hold Gram Kibbuy is Aser. Hence the question. Or hence the two questions. Number one, you have a steer in the Chachamim. In the Mishnah, Chachamim on Gram Kibbuy is Mutter. Over here, the Chachamim on Gram Kibbuy is Aser. And number two, in this Machloikis, Chachamim Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi is the Mekel. In our Mishnah, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yosi is the Machmer. Zokti Gemara, one Teretz. The price is not two Shitas. All the price is Rabbi Yosi. It's true, the price holds Gram Kibbuy is Aser. It's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. And there's no Rabbi Yosi being Mekel because
It's all Rabbi Yossi. It's only one sheet. You have two sheets. There's a machmer and a mekel. But all it is one sheet. Okay, so how do you make the brisa work if it's all Rabbi Yossi? The chesurim mechsev ha'chitani. Yossi mechitza mekelim reikonim b'malein shein darkin l'shtak. Again, all Rabbi Yossi talking. You're allowed to make a mechitza with kelim reikonim to prevent the fire from spreading. You can even fill up the kelim with water as long as these are kelim that don't usually break. The following are examples of kelim that don't break. Kli matches, number one, metal kelim. Number two, kli kfar shichin or kli kfar chananya, even if they're earthenware kelim. But if it's the type of kli cheres that came from Kfar Shichon or Kfar Chananya, Nami ain't dark in the Shtaber. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, why are all these Kalim okay? Meaning, even Kli Kfar Shichon and Kli Kfar Chananya are considered Kalim that don't usually break. Yeah, because that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Av Kli Kfar Shichon or Kli Kfar Chananya ain't dark in the Shtaber. Either way, the price is all Rabbi Yossi. As a result, we have no Kasha. Says the Gemara, stating that Verami the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Verami the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi. Another Stira in the sheet of the Rabbanon, and another Stira in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So again, going back to the Mishnah, the Rabbanon sheet is Gram kibuy is mutter. Rabbi Yossi shita is gram kibuy is aser. So mechaba on Shabbos bigrom. What's the halacha? According to the Chachamim, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's aser. Freak the Gemara. We have another brisa, a machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, as we're about to say, a completely unrelated halacha. Meaning, it's not dealing with Hilcha Shabbos. An interesting halacha, but not Hilcha Shabbos. We're Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim were discussing a sugi of grama, and the respective positions of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim seem to be reversed. So what's this braisa? Detanya Harish Hayashem Kosov Leal Basaroi. A person had the shame Hashem written on his flesh. Hareza lo yircha, it's the halacha is, he's not allowed to bathe. V'lo yosuch, he can't smear oil on him. Why? Because by bathing, you're going to erase the Shem Hashem. And it's also for a person to be meichik the Shem Hashem. It doesn't matter if the Shem Hashem is written on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter if it's written on a person's own flesh. Either way, you're never allowed to be meichik the Shem Hashem. Another halacha, v'lo yamid b'makamati noifes. This person can never go to the bathroom. He can't go to a makamati noifes. The reason is because now you're bringing the Shem Hashem into a place that's not pure. What if this person has the toivel? What if he has a tefillah shel mitzvah? Well, he should take a little bit of grass. He should put it on top of the Shem Hashem, and then he should go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, you have nothing to worry about. Meaning, go to the mikvah. You know what you can't do? You can't take soap and you can't scrub it. But to go to the mikveh is going to be okay. At first, client says, what's this machlokes? You have a person who has the Shem Hashem written on his name, so this person can bathe, he can't take a shower, he can't go swimming. What if he has a tefillas mitzvah? Tefillas mitzvah is treated differently already. So tefillas mitzvah is a machlokes. According to the Chachamim, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Now, it's not because Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to be meichik to Shem Hashem, because Rabbi Yossi says you can't be meshavshet, but simply to go into a mikveh, that's fine. What's the reason? Oh, the svara must be, because if all you're doing is going into the mikvah, you're not physically erasing the name of Hashem. You're doing something that's going to cause the name of Hashem to be erased. You're what's called, in the vernacular, a gerama. Rabbi Yossi holds gerama as mutter. Chacham said you can't even walk into a mikvah. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that gerama is aser. So it seems to be a steer. In our Mishnah, the Chachamim hold gram kibui is mutter. Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibui is aser. And as it relates to mechikas Hashem, Rabbi Yossi is the one that's mekel. He seems to hold gerama by mechikas Hashem is mutter. And Chachamim hold gerama by mechikas Hashem is going to be aser. So it's verami derabbanan ader Rabbanon. It's Verami, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, as it relates to Rabbi Yossi, could be Shani Hossam. There it's different. Omar Krav of Adam Eshmom, Men Amokam Ahule, Sassan came Lashem Alekechem, Asiyu da Asr Grom Eshach. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds Grom Eshach and Hilcha Shabbos. The reason it's mutter when it comes to that halach of Mechikas Hashem, because in the Pasuk of Mechikas Hashem, it says Loi Sasun Kein Lashem Alekechem. That is the source. They now let me Mechik Hashem Hashem, and it says Loi Sasun. And we learn from there, it has to be a direct Asiya, as opposed to a grammar that's going to be multiple. The Gemara says, Hachi, if that's the case, Hachanami by Melech Shabbos, it says the same thing. Except Loi Sasa Kol Melacha Loi Sasa Asiya Da Asar Grama Shari Zok the Gemara. You have to say like this, a big Kiddush. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds Grama's Mutter, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds a person that has the Shem Hashem written on his body. He's allowed to go and bathe. He can go to the mikvah at the very least, tefillas mitzvah. What happened to the issa mechikas Hashem? No, asiya aser gram ashari. And if that's the case, the same should be true when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold gram kibuy is aser? It's the svara which underpins the entire 16th parak of Masechta Shabbos. It's the svara in the sugis of Kol Kisvei. Mitoich she'adam bo'ol ha'mamoynoi, isharis le'yasi lichbui. We were concerned, Rabbi Yossi was, that if we're going to tell you that b'derech groma, you have a right to go extinguish the fire, The next thing you know, this person's going to extinguish the fire. Just like you can't save your possessions more than Mazon Gimel Sudais, so too you can't extinguish the fire, even B'derek Grama. So Rabbi Yossi's shita is that, yeah, Grama's mutter. Rabbi Yossi is really a mekel in the world of Grama. It just so happens that in our sugya, mitoich she'adam bol al mamayna, it's for that reason, it's going to be an issue. If that's the case, kasha d'rabbanon d'rabbanon. Okay, so we answer the stira in Rabbi Yossi. What about the stira in the Rabbanon? And the truth is, we just ratcheted up the question as it relates to the Rabbanon. Because in our Mishnah, the Rabbanon hold Grama's mutter, Gram Kibui. As it relates to the Mechikas Hashem, Grama's Aser. We just said a Svara that it makes more sense to be Machmer in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, now let's revisit the Kasha, the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, and let's make it even more fast. Where is a Svara? Still, the Rabbanon say Gram Kibbe is going to be mutter. Hachalei Kolshkin, it's certainly over here it should be mutter. So what's Pshat in the Chachamim Shita? Now, where do you see that the Chachamim hold Grama's Aser when it comes to Mechikas Hashem? Because the Chachamim said that if someone has a Tfilas Mitzvah, he has to put something on top of the name of Hashem. So you see from there, because they're worried about the Mechiko. So clearly Mechikas is going to be, says the Gemara, let's revisit the Chachamim Shita. It could be we made a mistake. Meaning we assumed in the Kasha that the reason the Chachamim hold this person that has the name of Hashem written on his busser is not allowed to go to the mikvah regular is because of Mechikas Hashem. Does that really make sense? It says, "When Gami Hechidami." Let's just think this through for a second. Either Mahadik, so you're putting a little bit of grass on top. If you're going to put it on really tight, Havi Chatzitza, it's going to be a Chatzitza. This person can't go to the mikvah. Now, it's a chatzitza de rabbanon, because chatzitza midei raisa is only if it covers most of your body, and it's makpid. It has to be rubei makpid. But at the very least, it's a chatzitza midei rabbanon. And iloi mahadik, and if you don't fasten it tight on your body, then water's anyway is going to come in. So what's this doing anyway? So the Gemara says, how can you entertain a chatzitza issue? Chatzitza, tebele mishum dioi. If you're worried about chatzitza, isn't the ink a chatzitza anyways? The Gemara says, no, balach, maybe the ink was still wet. It was still moist. Time we learned the rice, adam, vahadioi, vahadvash, vahacholov, yuvation, chaitis. And if they're dry, all these liquids, they are considered chatzitza. Lachem, if they're moist, and chaitis. But the Gemara says, mekomokim kasha. So what's going on over here? Meaning, what's this Chachamim Shita anyways? Meaning, before we ask a stira, v'rami d'rabbanon ad d'rabbanon, so, right, if you want to ask a stira between two sugyas, you have to understand the two sugyas first. Okay, says the Gemara, I don't understand this Rabbanon Shita. I have no idea what the Rabbanon even mean. Because if the Rabbanon are worried about Mechikas Hashem, so what are you gaining by putting a little bit of grass around it? If you're going to put it on so tight that the water won't be able to penetrate, then it's a chatzitza 101. And if not, then what you accomplish? It's anyways going to be Mechik. So Gemara says, Elam Rav Bar Rav Sheila, Hainu Tamayid Rabbanon. Let's shine in this Rabbanon must be something completely different. Because Sabri Aso Lamoid Mipnei Hashem Arum. Meaning, the Rabbanon Shita has nothing to do with Mechikas Hashem. The name of the Hashem is going to be erased anyways. This has nothing to do with Grama being Aser. Because if Grama is a problem, you're not going to solve that problem by putting a little bit of grass. Because if you're going to make it tight, it's going to be a Chatzitza. And if it's not going to be tight, you're not doing anything. And you can't make a Chatzitza. So obviously that's not what's going on over here. In fact, the Rabbanon weren't worried about going to the mikvah because Grama is Mutter. It's the Rabbanon L'shita Sayu. That Gram Kibbu is Mutter, Grama is going to be Mutter here as well. Okay, so what's the idea of putting the grass around? It's very simple, because at the end of the day, if a person goes to the mikvah, he has to take his clothing off. And it's inappropriate for a person to be standing without his clothing on with the name of Hashem exposed. So you're just covering the name of Hashem. That's all it is. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so how do you understand Rabbi Yossi Shita? Why is Rabbi Yossi okay with this? So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi really shouldn't be okay with it. Rabbi Yossi holds you can always cover it with your hand. Cover it with your hand, that's going to, you don't need grass. The Rabbanan, not me, the Monach Yadu allow. Why the Rabbanan hold you can't do that? Gemara says, the Mishli Vishakli, because Rabbanan will worry that you're going to cover with your hand. What if you take your hand off? Rabbi Yossi not in the Mishnah Vishakale. And Rabbi Yossi wasn't worried about that. Mara says, no, you're right. If the person had gami, the person had grass, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, l'chatchila you should use grass. Meaning you have a machlokes over, you cover it, you don't cover it. Chum say you cover it, Rabbi Yossi says you don't cover it. Really everybody agrees l'chatchila you should cover it. Hachma yaskin, so what's this machlokes? It's talking about l'haduri agami. Should you go out of your way? Should you push off the tefillah? Meaning, a person needs to go to the mikvah. He was Tomei, 7 days, let's say. The 7 days pass. Today's the day to go to the mikvah. Problem is, this person has the name of Hashem written on his body, and he doesn't have gemi right now. Doesn't have any grass to cover it with. Doesn't have a bandage. Should you push it off? Delay the tefillah, or should you not delay the tefillah? Rabbanan sabdi, Rabbanan hold tefillah b'zman la mitzvah. Rabbanan hold that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. And if that's the case, madrinan. Meaning, when the Rabbanan said, use gemi, it meant it's ma'akev. And even if it means you're going to push it off. What do you mean? The person has to go to the mikveh today. Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah to go to the mikveh the day you have to. Someone's tummy for 7 days. Now he's tired. Does he have to go to the mikveh today? Or does he not have to go to the mikveh today? This is incidentally a big time machloikis. One of the most difficult gemaras in Masechtas Nida deals with this shayla. Tefillah bezmana mitzvah or tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah. But either way, says the gemara, maybe this is the machloikis. Rabbi don't hold tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah. And being that tefillah bezmana is lav mitzvah, madrina. So go out of your way to get a little bit of gemi. Rabbi Yossi is offered tefillah bezmana mitzvah, v'lay madrina. Meaning the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, which we initially thought had something to do with grama, really, after further review, has nothing to do with grama. What then is the shayla? The shayla is, it's inappropriate for a person to be standing without clothing on with the name of Hashem on his body. That's intuitive. The question is, what should you do to cover it? L'chadchila, everybody agrees, put a bandage on it. The proverbial band-aid, which in the times of the Gemara was gemi, a little bit of grass. What if you don't have grass? Okay, you could always put your hand on it. But here's the question. Should you push off the zman of the mitzvah to go get a little bit of grass or not? The Rabbanan say, no, always use gemi. Not because they're worried about grama. Rabbanan sheet in Shabbos is gram kibbutz mutter. This has nothing to do with grama. The idea is, it's tvila bezmana is lav mitzvah. So do the lechatchila. Don't go to the mikveh today. If you have to go to the mikveh tomorrow, you'll go tomorrow. But in the meantime, do it in the proper way. Rabbi Yossi sheet is tvila bezmana mitzvah. But the Gemara says this can't be. Because for some Rabbi Yossi, tvila bezmana mitzvah, time to learn. See, these are all people that are tame, tfilasim bayoyim. So the context is, what happens if the zmana tfilah of all these tame people fell out on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, tfilah is a problem. So the Braisa says, no, tfilasim bayoyim, they can go to the mikveh during the day. Neither of yoyledes, tfilasim balayla. Neither usually goes to the mikveh at night, so tfilasim balayla. Balkeri, taiva bahayla kalayim kulay. Rabbi Yossi said, mena minchu lamayla ain't tzarech litvah. Rabbi Yossi says that if the balkeri became a balkeri, mena minchu lamayla, later in the day, Yom Kippur, you shouldn't go to the mikveh today. Wait the next day. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah bezmana is not a mitzvah. So if tefillah bezmana is not a mitzvah, so why is Rabbi Yossi saying that even though l'chadchila you need gemi, but don't worry about it? No, Rabbi Yossi's shita is that tefillah bezmana is lav mitzvah, so you should push it off. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, you have to say, I hear Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi. Even though that price says Rabbi Yossi, it's not the regular Rabbi Yossi, as in the Rabbi Yossi that the Gemara talked about, all the divrei agada and daf kuf yud ches amid beis, as in Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, as in Rabbi Yossi who was nimukai imoy throughout Shas, as in Rabbi Yossi who is the author of the Seder Olam, the historian. Rather, this is a different Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar, he holds Dvaya Daya Tefillah B'Achroina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sheet, is a Masechtas Nida, that Tefillah Bezmano is Lav Mitzvah, also L'Shitasai, it ends up working out very nicely. Either way, this concludes the first part of the Daf, Yisoydi, and that is the halacha of grama as it relates to Shabbos. Incidentally, as it relates to the bottom line. So is it mutter or is it asa for a person to do melecha Shabbos al yedei grama? So it would seem to be a major machloikis achroinim, the Magen Avram and the Evan Ha'ozer. This is right, we've talked a little bit about in the past. But one thing is clear from this Gemara, it's for sure not asa midei raisa. Midei raisa, loisasa kol melecha. The Gemara says, asiya hu da asa, grama shari. The Rabbanan hold gram kibu is mutter. So this is for sure true according to Rabbanan. And even Rabbi Yossi, that has a problem with gram kibbutz, it's mitoich sha'adam ba'olam ha'moinoi. Everybody, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees with this halacha. Where it gets interesting is, what about on the Rabbanon level? Now, even though in our Gemara, you see the Rabbanon held gram kibbutz is mutter, but it could be the Rabbanon only held it was mutter because there was a hefset, a person has a fire that's burning. But that doesn't necessarily mean that a person's allowed to just go indiscriminately and do a malacha on Shabbos if it's going to be done b'derech grama. If we have some time, we'll get back to this at the end of the daf. This next Mishnah is a classic. So it's a small Mishnah. It's very straightforward. The whole Mishnah is four lines. But hafachba v'hafachba dekulava, says the Mishnah. Nachri shabal l'chabay. So again, this is the same person. His fire is still burning. He saved Mazon Gimel Sudais. He took out the Kisvei HaKodesh. You know, if he asked Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, he knew what he was allowed to do as far as setting up Kalim quickly to try to, if he has a Klicheres from Kfar Shichin or Kfar Hananya, it's one thing, right? We're up to now the point where this person's still trying to deal with the fire. Here's the question. Could he tell a non-Jew to come extinguish the fire for him? So we all know the halacha. Amir la'akum. What's the source to Amir la'akum? It's this Mishnah right here. It's a small Mishnah. Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's tucked away. And this Mishnah was Marish Olamos because the sugya of Amir la'akum permeates the entire Torah. Incidentally, people make a mistake. Amir la'akum is
always quoted in Hilchas Shabbos, but it's not exclusive to Hilchas Shabbos. Amir al-Akam is a halacha that's true, really, with regards to all halachas in the Torah. But the source of it comes from right here. Nachri Shabbos al-Chabbos. A guy came, he sees his neighbor's house is on fire. He says, let me help you extinguish the fire. The halacha is einam le kabeh. You're not allowed to tell him to extinguish the fire. At the same time, v'al techab, you don't have to tell him, don't extinguish the fire. And the reason is, nature ain't shvisal siyaleh. Meaning, you have no obligation to make sure the non-Jew keeps Shabbos. So if he wants to do it, let him do it. But at the same time, you can't tell him to do it. Why can't I tell him to do it? He's a guy. What's the problem? The teretz is Amir la'akum, and this is the source to the halacha of Amir la'akum. But what about a child? Let's say a child wants to do it. Then ain't shalim loy. Number one, you can't tell the child to do it. Number two, even if the child wants to do it on his own, you don't allow him to do it. And the reason is because a person, an adult, actually has an obligation to make sure that a child is going to keep Shabbos, and as a result, you would not be allowed to even allow the child to extinguish the fire. Amir Rabami. Rabami said, if somebody has a fire burning, he's allowed to say the following. If anybody comes and extinguishes my fire, trust me, you won't lose from it. Wink, wink. That's something you're letting me. You can't tell someone to extinguish the fire, a non-Jew. But if you say, kol ha-mechabe enei mafsid, wink, wink, that's okay. Says the Gemara, I think I've arrived from the mission. The mission says, nachash ha-mechabe enei mafsid. If a guy comes to extinguish your fire, you're not allowed to tell him to extinguish it. You also don't have to tell him not to extinguish it. So what does it sound like? You're not allowed to tell him, go, please, do me a favor, extinguish the fire. Kol ha-mechabe enei mafsid, but if you speak in riddles, Amrinale, it sounds like that's okay. But the Gemara says, Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Al techabale Amrinale. You don't have to tell him, don't extinguish the fire. What does it sound like? The only thing that you don't have to say is Al techabale. But let's say you want to say, Kol ha-mechabale enei mafsid. Namilu Amrinale. That's also not good. Elamiyo laka the Mishnah Mino. Meaning we have a conflicting diuk from the first line in the Mishnah to the second line in the Mishnah as it relates to this halacha. Thus, you can't learn anything from the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanim, I said there was a story of enough of the lake of the Chatzar Shal Yosef and Simoy. There was a story that there was a fire in the Chatzar of Yosef and Simoy. This Shechin, he lived in Shechin. And the people of Gistra came to extinguish the fire. These were non-Jews. So Yosef and Simoy has a fire in his house on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, the fire department comes. These are non-Jews. And they came from Tzipori to extinguish the fire. And the reason is, because Yosef and Simoy had a very important position in the government. So he had influence, he had protection, he was taken care of. But when they arrived, he told them, Al techabe. He says, don't extinguish my fire. Mipnei kovet haShabbos, v'nasloi nes. He had a miracle. The yarduk shamim, it started raining. The kibu, and the fire was extinguished. The erev, that evening, shigil l'chol echamayam shnei slom. He went that he paid them for what they did. Every person got two slom. Ula farchos, and the chief of the fire department, shabahem chamishim. He gave him 50. He tipped them very nicely. When the chachamim heard about what happened, Amr, they said, he didn't have to do this. Shari shonino, we learn, nachri shabal l'chabois, ein oimrim like kabeh ve'al tekabeh. That if a guy comes, and he wants to extinguish the fire, you can't tell him to extinguish. But at the same time, you don't have to tell them Al techabe. So they told Yosef and Simoy, you could have allowed them to. If the fire department shows up, they could do what they want. The Mishnah said that as it relates to a non-Jew that wants to extinguish your fire, so the halach is you don't tell him to do it, but at the same time, you don't have to tell him not to do it. But a katan is different. A cotton shabbat l'chabe is a cotton that wants to extinguish the fire. In shayim you don't allow neshes shvila salaselim. Says more shabbat mina. Could you bring a raya from here? Cotton oichal nevela is bezim mitzvah all of lafrishay. If a cotton is eating nevela, let's say a cotton sitting down and he's eating nevela, do you have to take it away from him, or do you not have to take it away from him? Now it's usher to give a child macholis asuras. What's the chiddush? A katan is not chayiv mitzvahs. So if he's not chayiv mitzvahs, so what's the big deal? Why can you give him non-kosher food? Stating that, it's learned out from Psukim, it's an Issa Deraisa, you're not allowed to feed a Jewish child non-kosher food. But what if you didn't feed him the food? He's doing it by himself. Do you have an obligation to stop him or not? Now, Tosa asks the question that the Rishonim talk about throughout Shas, what about the chinuch? Isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch? So forget about chinuch for now. But katan oichal neveilois, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether bez the mitzvah of lafrishay, or bez the name mitzvah of lafrishay. So the Gemara says, don't you have a right from this Mishnah that a katan oichal neveilois bez the mitzvah of lafrishay? Because that's mamish the case of the Mishnah. The katan wants to extinguish the fire, you have to tell him stop. What do you tell him to stop for? I didn't tell him to do it. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, maybe there's no raya. Because this katan was Oisla Dasov. If this wasn't just any katan, this was a katan who lived in this house and he was trying to help his family. This is already different. That if a child is doing something for his father, there it's more chomer. Even the mandama that holds katan oichal neveilois ein bezdim etzovan lafrishay, that's because the katan's doing it for himself. But if the katan is doing it for a gadol, there the halacha is different. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, the kavasa gabi nachri, the ka'avad l'dayte, Yedi Yisrael.
Mishari?
The Gemara says, if the case is where the child is doing it for his father, that means the equivalent case of the non-Jew, where the halacha was, you don't have to tell him al tachab. It's also talking about what he was doing in front of the Jew. The
Gemara says, if a guy does something specifically for a Yid, I would think you do have to stop him. The
Gemara says, yeah, you do. And this, again, very important halacha, that if a guy is doing something for the Yid, you do have to tell him to stop it. But nachri l'dayte denaf sheyavit. But here's the punchline, and that if the guy never does anything for you, what do you mean? He's doing it for you. There's no free lunches. He's doing it for himself. Somewhere, he thinks he's going to get even with you at some point. So being that, at the end of the day, even though it may look like he's doing it for you, we could assume he's doing it for himself. So if the guy wants to extinguish the fire, we let him to extinguish the fire. He's doing it for himself. I never asked him. I never hired you. I don't have to pay you. If you want to do it, do it. A child is different because a child is, he's sensitive. This is his house. It's his father's house. He's doing it for his family. Over there, it's going to be a difference. So there's a lot to talk about. But in the meantime, we have to go weiter. Zok Mishnah, koifin ka'ara, gabiyana. A person's allowed to take a ka'ara, a bowl, and put it on top of a fire. So you have a small little lamp, a leichter, and the sparks flying. So the halach is, you let it take a car, you let it cover the ner with it. The chiddush is, a ner is muktzah. And we learned in Parakira that just like you're not allowed to be metalto muktzah, you're not allowed to be metalto something that's not muktzah on behalf of something that's muktzah. So you would have thought, based on that, it should be usher to take a ka'ara and cover a ner with it. That's the chiddush, you're allowed to do it. The altsoya shal katan. If there's a katan that has soya, you're allowed to take something, a ka'ara, and cover the tsoya of the katan. The reason is because the katan's going to play with the tsoya, he's going to get dirty, so you're allowed to cover it on Shabbos. Val akrev shalay tishach. Additionally, if there's a scorpion, you're allowed to cover the scorpion so it shouldn't bite. Amr Rav Yehuda, there was a story. Maisa ba lifnei Rav Yoichan ben Zakkai. Rav Yehuda throughout Shas brought stories, ma'isa shahaya kachaya, to prove halachic points. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda here brought a story. He said, it happened with Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, ba'arav, in the city of Arav, va'omar, and he said, choshashani loy michatos. So this story happened where somebody took a ka'ara, covered an akrev on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai said, I have a little bit of an issue with this. Could be this person's chayiv chatos. Which malacha would he be chayiv chatos for? He'd be chayiv for tzad. You just covered a scorpion. And based on that, it could be you'd get involved in the malacha of tzad. So Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai had a story that happened with him. He was the Rav. It took place in Arav. So he was the Rav in Arav. This is the story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where somebody took a ka'ara, covered a scorpion on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I understand why you did it, but this is a problem because it could be you got involved in the malacha of tzad. There's a Yerushalmi on this Mishnah right here. It's three lines. Rabbi Ula Amar, Rabbi Ula said, Shmoina Asar Shnin, Ovid Haviyav Bahada Arav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rav in Arav for 18 years. And during the 18 years, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gaivid. He was the Mara de Asra. He was the Rav in this city, Arav. They only sent him two shailas. There were two questions that were asked him. This question right here, and there's one other. Omar, at the end of the 18 years, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Galil, Galil, Sonesa HaTayra. You hate the Torah. You didn't ask me one question. And eventually you're going to see this city, no good, no hatzlocha is going to end up coming from the city. It reminded me of a story. There was once a shtetl. It was a very wealthy shtetl, but the people, they weren't really holding by learning, and they decided that they wanted to hire a very, very chashev rav. So they found some big lamdin, a big goyin who used to say big pilpulim, and they brought him in. They gave him a lot of money, and he became the rav in the kehila. One day, after about 5 years, the rav gets up. He makes an announcement in shul. He says, Chevra, I want you to know, I took another job. I'm going to be leaving. Today is my last day. Yashakoyach. They came running to him after and said, I understand, Rabbeinu, maybe stay, please. I said, why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? So he turned to them, he said, you want to know why I'm leaving? Because I've been a Rav here for 5 years, and this is the first Shiloh that you asked me. Why am I leaving? Either way, that's this Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda, Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba, Rabbi Chanan Barabba. So three Amay Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba, Rabbi Chanan Barabba, Iklu Lebei Avin, the men Nishikaya. They came to Avin, who lived in this city of Nishikaya, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba. So this Avin was the host. He's hosting three Gedolim. So for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba, Aisalu Puraisa. He brought them a bed, a nice chair to sit on. The Rabbi Chanan Barabba, Loy Aisale, but he didn't give anything to Rabbi Chanan Barabba. So the Gemara says, Ashkechem Asale the Bres. But Rabbi was a little bit upset. So he saw that this Avin was learning with his son. And he was learning Mishnayos, and it was Masechta Shabbos. It was the Mishnah we just learned. It says, V'altsoya shal katan, mipnei katan. That you're allowed to cover the tsoya of a katan if you're worried that a katan may play with it. Amalei. So he turns to him, Rav Chanan bar Rava.
to Abin and says, Abin Shatya, Abin, you fool. Masni Shtusel of Neh, you're teaching Shtusim to your son. So this is a little sharp, and you have to know why he was allowed to do this. But the Gemara says, Rashi says, Shahoyah Kois. But either way, Valoy, he atzma Muchanis Lakovim. Why? My Shtusel? Why is this a problem? He said, because if the Mishnah is talking about the Tzoya of a Katan, the Tzoya of a Katan is Amuksa. I mean, why do you have to cover the Tzoya? Just move the Tzoya. Because it's muktzah. The tzayah of a katan is not muktzah. The reason is because dogs used to eat the tzayah of a katan. So it's not considered muktzah. So if it's not considered muktzah, so the Gemara says, "V'chi teimad lo chazi lo miyasmo." You tell me, maybe it is muktzah, because muktzah means that the item, the food, the keli needs to be prepared from before Shabbos. How could the tzayah have been prepared from before Shabbos? The tzayah first came into the world on Shabbos. But Vatanya, no, because we learned the Brayson Horus, Hamoyichin Mayonis, Hanoivim, Marein, Karagli Kaladam. That this Allah and Mesechtus Erevin, not for now. But the point is that water that comes from a spring, water that comes from a nahar, is not considered muktzah. Even though this water wasn't here yesterday, it's still not considered muktzah. The reason is because you know it's going to come. And anything that you know is going to come is a muktzah. So tzayah, it comes. And as a result, it's not considered muktzah. So Rav Chanan bar Rava told Avin, he says, you're a fool. You're not teaching your son right. You're telling him that the tzayah of the Mishnah was the tzayah of a katan. It wasn't the tzayah of a katan. The tzayah of a katan is not muktzah. If it was the tzayah of a katan, you wouldn't have a problem. So he turned to him, he says, okay, so what is the halacha? The Mishnah is talking about tzayah shel tarna goylem mipnei katan. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say? V'al tzayah shel katan. So this Avin, the host, teaches the Mishnah the tzoya of a katan. He says, no, that was the foolishness. It's not tzoya of a katan. It's the tzoya of a tarnigal mepnei katan. You should be able to move it because it's a graf shol. A graf shol ray is like a toilet, something that's not nice. So today we have bathrooms. Once upon a time, they didn't. So the graf shol ray was the keli where people used to go to the bathroom. Now, the halach is that even though it should be muktzah machmas mius, if nothing else, but at the same time, you're allowed to move it. So the Gemara says, why isn't this not a graf shol ray? Gemara says, maybe the only time a graf shorei you're allowed to move is if it's inside a keli. This wasn't in a keli, perhaps. But vahu achbar, there was a story with a mouse. Dishtakach bespar mekid Ravashi that was amongst the besomim Ravashi. He says, pick it up, you can take it and throw it away. So you see, anything disgusting falls into the category of graf shorei. It doesn't. It's not subject to the laws of muktzah. Somewhere it says vaashba. This was talking about where it was in the garbage. So it's in the garbage. There's no problem of graf shorei if it's in the living room. This wasn't there. So why should the Gemara says, "V'katamash my boiler." Then why you let it cover it? Even what was the concern that the cotton's going to play with it? If it's in the ashpa, the cotton's not going to be in the ashpa. So the Gemara says, "No, it was bechatzer." It was in the chatzah. The Gemara says, okay, then we're going in circles. Chatzah nami graf shorei. Then it is graf shorei. So the Gemara says, ba'ashba sheba chatzah. It was in the ash, it was in the garbage and the chatzah, the garbage and the chatzah. Over there, the cotton sometimes plays. That's why you don't have the halach of graf shorei, because again, it's not in your living room, so you can't pick it up. But at the same time, there is a concern that the cotton may get to it. I mean, there's a concern that the cotton may get to it. It's for that reason the halacha is that you're allowed to cover it exhale. So again, we mentioned today's daf has so much going on. You have the sugis of Grama, you have the sugis of Amir La'akum, you have the sugis of Katan Oichel Neveilois, Bezdem Mitzuvin Olav Lehafrisha, you have the sugis of Chinuch, there's Hafoichba, the Hafoichba, the Kulaba. But I think more than anything else, the primary sugi in this Mishnah, in this daf, is the halacha of Amir La'akim, so just a few ha'aris as it relates to Amir La'akim. So again, the context is a person has a fire, it's burning, it's in his house. Could he tell a non-Jew to extinguish the fire? This would seem to be the easiest way out. Says the Mishnah, no. Now, you don't have to tell him either. You don't have to tell him, don't extinguish the fire. But at the same time, you're not allowed to tell him to extinguish the fire. The first thing you see in this Mishnah is Amira la'akum is aser. It is aser to tell a non-Jew to go ahead and extinguish a fire for you. It's aser to tell a non-Jew to do any one of the lamites malachas for you on Shabbos. That's the first thing you see. The second thing that you see in this Mishnah, says the Ramban, is that Amira la'akum is not only aser if the iser is an iser d'oraisa, but Amira la'akum is aser even if the malacha that the guy is going to do is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Where do you see that? Because we know there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Again, this permeates the entire Masechta Shabbos. Melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa chayiv, or melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa potter. Rav Yehuda holds melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa chayiv. That means if a person does a melacha, it doesn't matter why he's doing the melacha. As long as he's doing a melacha, he knows he's doing the melacha. He does it with das, he does it in the proper way, it's not with a shinoi. Melacha is aser, it doesn't matter if you're tzricha legufa, whatever that means, or you ain't a tzricha legufa, whatever that means. If you do a malacha and you have kavana to do a malacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be aser. Rabbi Shimon, however, had a different shita. Rabbi Shimon had a tremendous koyach de'ateir in Hilchas Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon is lesle mukta. Rabbi Shimon is meiko bai shnayim she'asu. Rabbi Shimon holds dava she'ena meschaven is mutter. Rabbi Shimon holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is potter as well, which means that if a person does a malacha, but he's not interested really in the direct positive outcome of the malacha. He's doing it for some ulterior reason. Rashi's lashon is, he does it for a defensive reason. So then the halacha is, it's not going to be a problem. If someone has a fire and he extinguishes the fire, is he extinguishing the fire because he wants the outcome of an extinguished fire? Person doesn't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I wish there'll be a fire that I can extinguish because I want the coals, because I want the ashes. No, he's extinguishing the fire because he's trying to save his life. That's why he's extinguishing the fire. So if that's the case, this is a classic example of a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which according to Rav Shimon is potter, which means potter, avalaser, meaning it's asa midrabanan, but potter, it's not asa midrabanan. Now, we paskin like Rav Shimon that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. If we paskin like Rav Shimon that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter, so let's assume that this Mishnah is going, even according to Rav Shimon, that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. If that's the case, then what do you see from this Mishnah? Not only is it also to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos, but you can't even tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos when the malacha is going to be a malacha de Rabbanon. Because telling the guy to extinguish this fire is not a malacha de Raisa. Even though Mechaba is one of the 39 malachas, but that's only if it's tzricha legufa. Over here, the Mechaba is ain't a tzricha legufa. So to tell a guy to do a kibuy where it's ain't a tzricha legufa is telling a guy to do a nisa de Rabbanon. So what do you see from here? That it's aser to tell a guy to do a malacha, even if the malacha is a malacha de rabbanon, meaning even though it's a shvus de shvus, it doesn't matter. Even though it's a double de rabbanon, amir la'akim is asam de rabbanon, and extinguishing a fire when it's a malacha shein tzricha leguf is also an issa de rabbanon, it doesn't matter. The halacha is shvus de shvus is going to be asa. But the truth is, there's another very important halacha that you see in this Mishnah. I want to ask you a question. We know the rule. Hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. Right, that's the halacha. The halacha is hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. It's a gemara mesechtes ksubis daf nun amad aleph. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Lulav and Simit Tafresh nun vav that even though a person is supposed to have dalad minim on sukkis, even though there's a halacha of a pre eitz hader, you're supposed to be mahader. People spend a lot of money when it comes to dalad minim, but at the same time the chachamim put a cap. They said you're allowed, you should go zekeli vanveil, but there's a limit in terms of how much a person is allowed to spend when it comes to doing a mitzvah, even for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. You're not allowed to spend more than 20% of your net worth. If a person has a house, it's on fire, it's burning, there's a very good chance that he's going to lose more than a chaimish of his net worth. If that's the case, what happened to the halacha of hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish? If there's a rule hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish, so what happened to this halacha? The Gemara says in Ksubis Taf Nun Amid Aleph, Be'usha hiskinu hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. Incidentally, I once saw a pshat. Why was it Be'usha hiskinu? Be'usha hiskinu hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. Usha? Where was Usha? Usha was a city in Eretz Yisrael. So after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Yidden went to Yavne. But the Gemara says they went into Golis 10 times. One of the places they went to was in Usha. And this takana of Amavazvaz, Ayavazvaz, Yosef Michaimish was instituted not in Yerushalayim. It wasn't instituted in Tveria. It wasn't instituted in Tzvas. It was instituted in Usha. Is there any significance to the fact that it was instituted in Usha? So I once saw in one of Rav David Mandelbaum's forum, he brought B'shem, one of the Chassidish Rebbes. He said, because the truth is, what's Pashup Shad in Hamavazvaz, Ayavazvaz, Yosef Michaimish? Rashi says, La'ani. The Pashut Halach is referring to Tztaka. See, the Rebbe asks, he says, I don't understand. We know the Halach is if a person gives Tztaka, Nosain Titein. And whatever you give, you end up getting back. Right? There's Venosnu. You read it both ways. A person asa b'shvil shat asasha. You never lose by giving tztaka. So what's this halacha of hamevazvaz ayevazvaz yosem michaimish? Hamevazvaz ayevazvaz yosem michaimish? So let's say you're going to give 40% of your money to tztaka. You're going to get it back anyways. What happened to hamevazvaz? What happened to asa b'shvil shat asasha? So he said that was true when it was shonim kitikunam. That was true when the Yidden were living with a special hashgacha. But then the Yidden went into Golos. And when they went into Golos, there was a hester upon him. And he said, in the world of Hester upon him, not everything goes always the way it's supposed to go. And it's true, usually there's a school of tztaka that a person gives tztaka, he gets everything back. But in a world of hest upon him, in a world of hest upon him, things can sometimes happen. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hiding when the Yidden are in Golos. So he said, Be'usha Hiskinu, when the Yidden went to Golos, when they were in Usha, when they were in Golos, that's when it was Amavaz, Zayavaz, Yosef Mechaimish. I was thinking maybe a different hergish, and that is, you know, you read stories in the Holocaust about how people, they would literally take that one little piece of bread they had, and they would give it away. The Yidden, when they were in Golos, they rallied around each other. And the way they took care of each other, every time they were faced, even now, every time Yidden are faced with a situation, they come together and they rally and they help each other. You hear stories of people, they literally took the one piece of bread, they gave half of it to the person that was sleeping in the barrack next door to them. And I was thinking maybe in Usha, when the Yidden were in a matziv of Golos and there was Anius, it was so terrible, Chazal had to rein the Yidden in a little bit. They said, nah, no, there's a halacha, I understand what you want to do. It's coming from a good place. There's tremendous irrigation. You want to give everything away. But still, but anyway, this is the halacha. So what's Pashup Pshat in our Gemara? The Ramah in Hilchis Lulav says, "Umisha ein loy esrik oishar mitzvah oiveres ein tzarich levazves olay." You don't have to give away all your money. Kumoisha amru hamevazves al yevazves yosem michaimish. Afilo mitzvah oiveres, says the Ramah. V'dafke mitzvah saseh. It's only true for mitzvah saseh. Avol loy saseh. But when it comes to loy saseh, yitin kol mamoyin and kaidim sheyaver. When it comes to loy saseh, a person should give away all his money and not be over loy saseh. This is the Ramah in Hilchas Lulav, Erech Chaim Sim, and Tav Reish Nun Vav. The Ramah brings this in one other place in Halacha as well. We all know, Kol HaVeir Shebet Torah, Chutz Mei Avodas Kechavim, Gilai Reish, Vichas Damim, Im Oymrim Loi La'adam She'Yavar Aleim, O Yehoreg. So what's the Halacha? Yavar Va'al Yehoreg, or Yehoreg Va'al Yavar? So a person says, eat Nevela, I'll kill you. You eat Nevela, you have no right to get killed. The Chaybe Hevelei She'yamas Ben, you eat Nevela. There's three exceptions to the rule. Avodas Zorah, Gilai Arayas, Shvichas Damim. So if a person is posed with a question, a predicament, your life or an avera, you take your life. Unless it's avodah zarah, gilui arayus, or shvichas damim. Says the Ramah, this is in Yerudea Simen, Kuf Nun Zayin. Says, what would be if it's not a question of doing avera, I'll kill you. Doing avera, I'll take your money away. What are you supposed to do then? Says the Ramah, the Nyuchal Ahatzal Atzmei B'chal HaShaloi, if a person is faced with that kind of situation, Tzorich Litein HaKohil, you have to give everything away, V'loi Yavr Loi Saseh, not to be over a Loi Saseh. What's the Chiddush? Says the Shach, this is a tremendous Chiddush, because usually the rule is, HaMevaz V'Zal Yevaz V'Zyoysen Mechoymish. But HaMevaz V'Zal Yevaz V'Zyoysen Mechoymish is only true when it comes to a mitzvah's Aseh, like Lulav, like Dalad Minim. But when it comes to a mitzvah's Loi Saseh, you don't have the Halach of HaMevaz. And the Ramah brings this in two places. He brings in Erech Chaim Tov Reish Nun Vav, and he brings in Yerudea Kuf Nun Zayin, that it's only true for a mitzvah's essay, but Lois Aseh is more chomer. There's Malkus on a Lois Aseh, even though Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh, but Lois Aseh is more chomer than Aseh. And being that it's more chomer, when it comes to Lois Aseh, it's going to be different. Says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagra, classic. He says, how did the Ramah know this? How did the Ramah know that there's a difference between an Aseh and a Lois Aseh when it comes to the halacha of Amavaz Vizay Yavaz Vizay Yosef Mechaimish? Says the Vilna. It's a Mishnah, Mesech the Shabbos, of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Tremendous. Because in the Mishnah, you see a person's house is burning. And what? It's the halacha. You can't tell a guy to go extinguish the fire for you. Why? Because it involves an Isser, a Shvus, an Isser Durabbanan of Amir Lakam. What happened? Tamavaz, Yizayavaz, was Yizim Mechaimish. Says the Vilna Gaon. You know what you see from this Mishnah? That's only for a mitzvah's essay, not for a mitzvah's lois essay. But says the Vilna Gaon, if this is the Makar, which it is, you see even more than that. You know what you see from here? That it's not only true for a mitzvah's lois essay, Dairaisa, but it's going to be true for a mitzvah's lois essay, the Rabbanan as well. It's true for a mitzvah's lois aseh deiraisa. It's true for a mitzvah's lois aseh the Rabbanan. In either instance, the halach is going to be that even though usually HaMevaz V'Zal Yevaz V'Zal Yosef Mechaimish, that's only for an aseh, but when it comes to a lois aseh, it's going to be different. That's the first aura. The second aura is again, so we're discussing the halach of Amir Lakum. What's the makar to Amir Lakum? Amir Lakum is an issa Rabbanan. That we know for sure. If you take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Rabbanon gozur al amir l'nochri mishom shvos. Rabbanon, it's a shvos, it's only an isid Rabbanon, and that's what the Vilna Gaon brought a raya from our Mishnah, that you see that when it comes to giving away all your money, not to be over an isid, it's even for an isid Rabbanon, because in our Mishnah, all we're talking about is it's a double the Rabbanon, it's only a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, but the point is amir l'akam is an isid Rabbanon. So the question is, what's the makar to this isid Rabbanon? So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiv Eger in Gilyon HaShas, he says, Ayin avi dezora, daf tez vav amir aleph, Rashi dibra maskel, nehi dil revia. So if you take a look at Rashi there, Rashi gives a reason. So what Rashi doesn't say here in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, Rashi does say in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. Rashi over there says the reason is because it says in the Torah V'daber Dovar. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. We mentioned this pasuk many times. That even though Zohar and Shamar, two of the four categories of Halachos in Shabbos, were mentioned in the Torah, Zohar Seyem Shabbos Lekachoy in Parshas Yisroi, Shamar Seyem Shabbos Lekachoy in Parshas Voschanon, but at the same time in Yeshaya Perek Nun Ches, there are the other two categories. The other two categories of Shabbos. In Tasha mi Shabbos raglech asayis chafetzach b'yem kotchi. The korosel of Shabbos oineg. L'kdoish Hashem mechubad. V'chibadeta mi asayis terochecha nimtzoi cheftzecha. V'daber dover. It says in the Torah, v'daber dover. That on Shabbos, lo yehei diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha chachol. You have to talk differently on Shabbos. Your sprach has to be different on Shabbos than it is during the week. Says Rashi, you want to know why you're not allowed to tell a goy to go do melacha for you on Shabbos, because it says in the Torah, v'daber dover. And being that it says v'daber dover, your speech has to be different. You can't talk about doing melacha. Meaning, in theory, you should be able to tell a guy to do melacha for you. What's the big deal? But you know what the problem is? The problem is v'daber dover. You're not allowed to talk melacha. And talking melacha is also. So says Rashi, you want to know why there's a shvus called Amir Lakum? It's part of this halacha. It's part of this halacha. But now, the obvious question is, if it's related to v'daber dover, it should only be aser on Shabbos. Yet you find Amir Lakum in other areas of halacha. But this is what Rashi says. Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Vav Amir Aleph. You want to know why Amir La'akum is Aser? It's Aser because it says V'daber Dover, just like you can't do Malacha. You're not allowed to talk about doing Malacha either. So I just want to mention one Ha'ara. It's just, again, there's so much we could talk about. Just a Ha'ara that opens up a little bit the sugya of Amir La'akum. And that is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amir Aleph. We saw this Gemara fleetingly not so long ago. And that is, the Gemara was darshening that pasuk. The intoshim mishabbos raglecha, the korosel shabbos oineg, the chibadetoy, me'asoyis trochecha, mimtsoy cheftzecha, v'daber dover. Says the Gemara, mimtsoy cheftzecha, chafotzecha asura. A person is not allowed to take care of his personal needs on Shabbos. Shabbos is for Hashem. You can't do any of your personal things. However, cheftzei shamayim mutarim. But as it relates to cheftzei shamayim, that's something that's going to be mutar. Now this line in the Gemara, which it mentions very bekitzer, on daf kuf yud gimel amud aleph, it mentions a little bit more ba'arichos in a Gemara later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: V'dibra mi aser. Is it true? Is it true that on Shabbos a person is not allowed to just talk whatever he wants to talk? He can't just say what he wants to say. V'daber davar. Right, the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, Dami Shavayu, Rav Chizda and Rav Amnuna both said, Cheshboy Neshal Mitzvah, Mutal Chashon B'Shabbos. A person's allowed to make calculations that relate to mitzvahs on Shabbos. Vam Rabbalaz said, Poiskin Stokal Ani B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make an appeal in Shul on Shabbos. You're allowed to collect money for an Ani on Shabbos. Vam Rab Yaakov Aridi, Rab Yoichim, Rab Yoichim said, Mefakchim Pekuach Nefesh, Pekuach Rabbin B'Shabbos. People are allowed to get together on Shabbos to try to figure out what the Tzibur needs. Another. I heard from Rabbi Yechon a little differently. Let it go to amphitheaters and circuses on Shabbos. So take care of the rabbin. And they said, you let him make shidduchim on Shabbos. And not just that, you let him figure out a way to send a kid to yeshiva on Shabbos. What's going on over here? I thought v'daber dover. I thought you have to be careful with what you say on Shabbos. So what happened? All of a sudden, you're allowed to take care. Why are you taking care of all these things on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no, I'm not grudge. Very simple. It's true, v'daber dover. But v'daber dover is only if it's chafotzecha. But if it's cheftzei shamayim, then it's going to be mutar. So a person is not allowed to talk about anything that's not Shabbos to gan Shabbos, but only if it's chafotzecha, you're doing it for a personal reason. But if it's for cheftzei shamayim, you're doing it for the rabbi, you're doing it to make a shidduch, you're doing it to send a kid to yeshiva, you're doing it to raise money, tzedakah for aniyim. Anytime you're doing this for the rabbi, in that case, or you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because it's true chafotzecha asurim, but at the same time, cheftzei shamayim is going to be mutter. So I want to ask you a question. Everybody knows this halacha. What happens if you're in a shul, let's say, it's Shabbos, and the lights go out. So you let a tell the guy to come in and turn the lights on. The halacha is that a shvus to shvus, b'makoy mitzvah, is mutter. So you can tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos, if the malacha that he's going to do is an issa d'rabbanon, if it's l'tzoyrich mitzvah, right? This is the halacha. Shvus to shvus, b'makoy mitzvah, is mutter. So you now let a tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for you. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha de rabbana for you. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for you, even if it's a tzorich mitzvah. But to tell a guy to do a malacha de rabbana for you, if it's a tzorich mitzvah, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. And the reason is because it's a shvus to shvus, a double shvus, and a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So to tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for you, the tzorich mitzvah, awesome. But to tell a guy to do a malacha de rabbanon for you, the tzorich mitzvah is mutter. In one case, it's a single shvus, because the shvus is the fact that you told the guy to do it, amir lakum, but the malacha itself is an issa de raisa. In the other case, it's a double shvus. And being that it's a double shvus, shvus to shvus, but malacha mitzvah is going to be mutter. So I want to ask you a question. If Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, daf tes vavim and aleph, that the reason amir lakum is asa is because vidabir davar, is because you're not going to talk about Melacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara says in the Sechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, that even though Medaber Dover, but Meshadchin Alatinoikis, and you're allowed to go and be Mefakeach Aliskei or Rabbim, and you're allowed to raise money, you're allowed to send kids to Yeshiva, you're allowed to do all these things on Shabbos. I Vedaber Dover. No, because Chafotzecha Asurim, Chafzei Shemayim is Mutter. That means there's no Vedaber Dover when you're dealing with a mitzvah. When you're dealing with a mitzvah, there's no Halacha Vedaber Dover. So if that's the case, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. So why can't I tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for me on Shabbos? Why can't I tell a guy to do a malacha for me because of Amir Lakum? But Amir Lakum is only also because of Vedaber Dover. There's no Vedaber Dover if it's for a mitzvah. So if that's the case, to tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for the mitzvah should be mutter. It's not the halacha. The halacha is to tell a guy to do a malacha de rabbanon for you is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. Because it's a shvus de shvus. It's a double de rabbanon. So it's a double de rabbanon, but malacha mitzvah is mutter. But a single de rabbanon, to tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa is also. Why? If the whole iser is based on vidaber davar, so vidaber davar is only also when it's chafotzecha. That's a mafurish gemara. It's a gemara in Shabbos daf kufnon. But if it's chafzei shemayim, it's going to be mutter. So if it's chafzei shemayim, it's going to be mutter. You should be allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha de raisa for you. Why? Because it's not chafotzecha. It's chafzei shemayim, and the whole iser of amir lachem is related to vidaber davar. So if it's all related to vidaber davar, it should be mutter. That's the second hara. The third hara is the pnei yeshua. Is kasha. The Pnei Yeshua in a tshuva, incidentally, the Shailus Yeshua's Pnei Yeshua is not the Pnei Yeshua. The Shailus Yeshua's Pnei Yeshua is the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. So the Pnei Yeshua had a grandfather who was also known as the Pnei Yeshua. And the Shailus Yeshua's Pnei Yeshua is the Zayd of the Pnei Yeshua. So the Zayd of the Pnei Yeshua and Shailus Yeshua's Pnei Yeshua asked the Bamba Kasha. There's a Gemara in Mesechtis, Bava Metzia, that find Aleph on the base. I love the Gemara, not for now. But the Gemara over there, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, says that even though we know the rule is, ain't Shlichos la'akum. So if you tell a guy to do something, to be Mekadosh and Isha for you, a person wants to get married, but it's difficult for him to go to where the woman is for him to be Mekadosh and Isha. So Ish Mekadosh Baya B'Shlucha, it's the first mission, the second barak, or Mesachdis Kedushin. Could you send a guy to do it for you? You want to be Mafresh Truma. Could you tell a non-Jew to go and be Mafresh Truma for you? So the halacha is that ain't Shlichos la'akum. A guy can't be a Shliach. A guy that does something for a yid, it doesn't work. Shluchay shal adam kamaisai, but it only works if the yid is a shliach, not if a guy is a shliach. Stating that, the Gemara says, yesh shlichus la'akum lechumra. Lechumra, we always paskin yesh shlichus ka'akum. It's a sugya in Perikei Zehu Neshech, in Mesechtes Bava Metzia, daf ayin aleph am beis, ayin sham bepirush Rashi. An important yusoid. Yesh shlichus la'akum lechumra. Even midday rice, a guy can be a shliach l'chumra. This is the halach. If that's the case, right to Pnei Yeshua, he says, I don't understand. Why did the Chacham have to make up something called Amir L'Akum? Why did the Chacham have to say that? Just like you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, you can't tell a guy to do malach for you on Shabbos either. Why? Amir L'Akum. Rashi says, whatever the reason is. Why do you need this for? Why was it necessary? It's very poshut. You know why you can't tell a guy to do malach for you on Shabbos? Because if you're going to tell the guy to do the malach, he's going to be acting as your shliach. And shluchay shal adam kamaisai. So it's going to be as if you did the malacha. If I do the malacha, that's a problem, right? So, l'chura, it should be a shlichos issue. So what are you going to tell me? No, ain't shlichos la'akum. Yeah, but Bava Metzia Dafayin Aleph Amabez. Ayin Shom Bepirish Rashi. Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. So if Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra, how could you tell a guy to go ahead and do it for you? So what are you going to say, says the Pnei Yeshua? Oh, Ain Shliach L'dvar Avera. Everybody knows. Ain Shliach L'dvar Avera. You can never make a Shliach to do an Avera for you. But says the Pnei Yeshua, why is it that Ain Shliach L'dvar Avera? The reason is because Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimir. The Gemara says the reason there's no shliach l'dvar aveira is because the assumption is the shliach's not supposed to listen to the mishaleach. The shliach, right, a person tells him, do me a favor, be mechal Shabbos for me. He goes, and he's mechal Shabbos. So the mishaleach is not chayev. You know why? Because the mishaleach could always tell the shliach, seriously, you listened to me? What? This was a real shlichus? What do you mean? You told me to. He says, I understand. I told you to. But Hashem told you not to. So, divrei Rav, Hashem. V'divrei Talmid, me. Divrei Mishoimim. Of course, you were supposed to listen to Hashem. So, based on that, the Gemara says, Ein Shlichut V'Aravera. So, says the Pnei Yeshua. But being that the whole reason Ein Shlichut V'Aravera is predicated on divrei Rav, divrei Talmid, divrei Mishoimim, that the Shliach himself is not allowed to do this thing. Thus, the Shlichus wasn't Chal. So, that's only true if the Shliach Tak is not allowed to do the Avera. But what if the Shliach is allowed to do the Avera? What if the Shliach is a guy, so then you're not going to have that loch of ein shliach dvar avera. So, freit the Pnei Yeshua again. Let's take it from the top. Why do you need a takana of amir la'akum? Why did the chachamim have to institute a special provision called amir la'akum? You're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to do malach for you on Shabbos either. Why? Because it's something called amir la'akum. Freit the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather and shaylos hatshuvas Pnei Yeshua. It's pashit. It's pashit why you're not allowed to. It's pashit why you're not allowed to do it. Because if you're going to tell a guy to do malach for you, it's going to be as if you did the malacha. Because even though ain't shlichus la'akum, but bava mitziyah and alef amabez, yeh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. And even though ain't shlich l'dvar avera, but that's only when the shlich himself is not allowed to do it. Because divrei rabbi, divrei atama, divrei mishlamim. But a guy is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. A guy's not even allowed to keep Shabbos if he wants to. So if that's the case, there's no shlich l'dvar avera. So if there's yeh shlichus la'akum, and there's no yeh shlich l'dvar avera, and l'chumra the shlich is like, it's a freak to Pnei Yeshua. What do you need amir la'akum? Every amir la'akum is a shlichus. This is a bumba kasha. The Chasam Sofer in a few tshuvas brings this kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. And he says, a gewaldige terror, it's a tremendous yisoid, and we'll end with this. Says the Chasam Sofer, v'hisparti zeh betuv. He says, I've talked about this in other places, and since then I found that the base mayor, the guy in the base mayor already said the terrorist that I said, and because the base mayor says it, I feel like I don't have to be myrich anymore. V'loy a'arich ato ki ka'is matzasi a'goyim base mayor. The anivos. He said, I saw the base mayor says this, I don't have to talk about it anymore. The base mayor already said it, it's good. Ichtafnish myrich zayin. But either way, says the Chasam Sofer, a beautiful yisoid. And that is that I believe that even though it's true in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's something called shlichos. There's something called shluchai shaladim kamoisai. And in theory, there'd be even a shlichot varavera without the cheshbon of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. And based on that, if you do the math, the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather asked the bumper kasha. But says the Chasam Sofer, I think that when it comes to Shabbos, there's no way to be mechal Shabbos al yedei shliach. Because it's true, the Torah says leisasakol malacha. You're not allowed to do a malacha. But let's think about it. What does the Torah mean when it says leisasakol malacha? The Torah says it's Shabbos today. And on Shabbos, you have to rest. On Shabbos, you can't do a malacha in lomdus. On Shabbos, the only way a malacha is considered a malacha is if when you did the malacha, you weren't resting. But if I was resting and I did the malacha, says the Chasam Sofer, you weren't mechal Shabbos. He says, because on Shabbos, what's the yisoid of leisasakol? What's the definition of leisasakol malacha? It's the fact that I was not resting. So if I could somehow, theoretically, hypothetically, do a malacha, and at the same time, prava Shabbos suda like a malach, that would be considered keeping Shabbos. Because the definition of leisasakol malacha is, do not, you have to rest. And by doing a malacha, you're not resting. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's true. Ish mekadesh boya b'shluchai. And when you learn Masechta Gittin, I maybe get memdina sayam, tzarek shayoyim b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, you can make a shliach loyloch, and you can make a shliach l'kabbalah. And there's certain mitzvahs you can even do all yedei shliach, and theoretically, yesh shliach l'dvarav, if you can make it work, if you can check off all the boxes. But at the same time, says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to Shabbos, it's going to be different. Because as it relates to Shabbos, the idea of Meloch on Shabbos is that you have to rest. HaTorah hekpida al menuchas gufei shal Yisrael. V'lo yaguf Meloch. Torah doesn't care about the Meloch. Torah cares about you. Torah wants you to rest. So if you would make a shliach to be mechal Shabbos for you, as long as you pravit Shabbos, even if yesh shliach l'dvar averus, says the Chasam Sofer, you would not violate the malacha of leisasakol malacha. And it's for that reason the Chachamim knew that shlichus was not going to work. That shlichus was not going to work as it relates to the halacha of Amir La'akum. And that's why Chachamim had to come up with a new takana as it relates to Amir La'akum. The truth is, there's a Rashi in the beginning of Perek Misha Hichshik, Ayin Sham, that throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into some of this raid. We'll save that for another day.